I've been talking about the issue of the Confederate flag and its display in Orange County schools. Yesterday, a meeting of the Orange County School Board drew several dozen people out, pretty much all of them speaking out against the Confederate battle flag, asking the Orange County School Board to change its official policy to ban it. The Orange County School Board did not do that. Instead, they referred the issue to a task force. So that conversation's going to go on at least a little bit further into the spring. We were joined earlier this hour by Anna Richards from the Chapel Hill Carbon NAACP, touched on that issue for a minute. We've got Ashley Campbell here now, Orange County conservative, to keep that conversation going. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. So, libertarian, I assume you're not sure about banning anything, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
To a large extent, in contrast to what Anna Richards was saying in your previous segment, it is a free speech issue for me, with the acknowledged caveat that you can't have absolute free speech in a public school.
Right.
Or in general, right?
Because you're shouting fire in a crowded theater.
The
things
context
like that,
is very, very important, and the schools are there too. Provided, you know, an educational experience.
So what is the, just sort of abstracting out then and sort of moving away from specifics, what is the criteria for determining, like in a public school maybe, when a statement or a symbol is so disruptive or so threatening, whatever word you want to use, that it ought to be restricted, that the school district now has at least either the authority or an obligation, responsibility to step in and do something about it.
Right. I mean, right now the official dress code is that no student's appearance or clothing will be acceptable if it's deemed disruptive, provocative, indecent, vulgar, or obscene, or if it endangers the health or safety of the student or others.
Mm-hmm.
I think the goal for people who like display of the Confederate flag ban is to have the ban specifically added to the dress code or just a display on the grounds ban as well.
Yeah, I think that's the way Chatham does it, doesn't it? I think their statement is like those exact words
plus
dot dot dot. Kind of like the Confederate flag.
The Confederate flag is explicitly mentioned. It's the only thing that's singled out, you know, as the one symbol that is not allowed. And, you know, just to get back to your question, though, I think that it's a matter of if somebody, a student has to be, I think physically harming another student in order for it to be considered a problem or harassing them to the point where they just can't attend school, or that their education is substantially disrupted. So wearing a Confederate flag on your hat. I don't even know if they can wear hats in school, but I'll just use that as an example. And not, you know, making racist remarks or harassing another student or otherwise using some kind of symbol to specifically intimidate them is. I feel like, you know, that you can wear the symbol, but you can't actually, but it has nothing to do with the symbol.
Right.
I mean, that's what I just keep coming back to, is that it doesn't matter what symbol it is. A symbol is not doing anything. I don't think it's enough to say, well, it's somebody, they feel like they're intimidated, even though they're the student who's wearing that or displaying that symbol is not actively participating in a process that would make another student feel that way.
So I think
if that makes any sense.
Or speaking with Ashley Campbell, by the way, I think the argument that's being made is that just the wearing of the symbol itself or the display, it doesn't have to be on a hat, like a shirt or a backpack or something like that anywhere, is itself an act of intimidation or harassment in the same way that like someone walks into school wearing a shirt with a swastika on it, then a Jewish student might think of that as a specific act of intimidation or harassment, even if there's no like physical threats over and above just the wearing of the symbol.
Right. And I understand that they could see that as a threat. And, you know, this is where I part ways with, I think that we, people on both sides of this issue acknowledge that, that symbols can mean different things mm-hmm. to different people. It's just that the people who would like the Confederate flag banned from the school seems to think that the only their definition, their interpretation of a symbol matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so there's a group called the Hate-Free Schools Coalition, which has been very active in this, in the process of trying to get the school board to ban the display of the Confederate flag. And, you know, they've said that they've heard suggestions for students to see the Confederate flag and or other symbols maybe and are disturbed by it. They've been asked, you know, maybe you speak to your teachers, speak to the people who are wearing the symbol to try to understand what it means to them. I mean, maybe that's just something that, you know, they don't have a specific meaning. It's just something that's on their shirt or something like that. And they don't intend for it to be some act of intimidation. And they say, this group has said, well, that's, you can't expect students to do that. That's putting too much of a burden on them, which I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that especially students who are a high school age, that's a great way to learn different perspectives. That's a great way to get a good civics lesson because it is, you know, an exercise in free speech. And, you know, I just think that it's providing them with, you know, an education outside of what teachers and textbooks can provide. Mm. They're learning important lessons about life.
Yeah. What's the role of teachers in this, or what's the role of administrators? Like over and above
this.
That's
a really good question.
Yeah, like over and above, like putting something into the school's dress code or whatever. Like, someone walks into your classroom and they've got the Confederate battle flag. Is that a teachable moment now that we can start talking about American history and what that means?
I would like to think so. I would like to think that all teachers are capable of handling that situation. I'm not sure that that is the case. I think that some teachers would be quite adept at explaining to their students how, you know, what this has meant historically, what it means to certain people now. There are different meanings, et cetera, of different symbols, and how, you know, for example, with the swastika, now that some in Germany, you know, it's banned, but they don't have the same free speech protections that we as Americans do. And that, you know, it's, it could become a teachable moment like that and, make the student who's wearing it more aware of the historical context. It's possible they just don't even know,
mm-hmm.
How they could affect, the other students in their classrooms. But I don't feel like that's too much of a burden to put on teachers, but that hasn't been a suggestion that I've heard floated across any of these board meetings.
Yeah, speaking with Ashley Campbell again, and this is also a really good illustration of the Overton window, I think, because we're mm-hmm. talking about this, like the Overton window is the, for people who don't know, it's the, what is it, the spectrum of acceptable ideas in a given society at a given time, and it's always shifting back and forth, and we're talking about this issue, and the reason like Chatham County will single this particular symbol out and stick that into its school district code is because the Confederate battle flag is right now, I think, right on the very, very edge of the window, which is just a fascinating shift from, like 30 years ago when you could turn on TV and there's Bo and Luke Duke driving around in the General Lee with the Confederate flag on the top and no one...
Well, my parents, so this is sort of a local tie.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Alamance County and my parents did too.
Yeah.
They attended Southern Alamance High School, and when they were there, the mascot was the Confederate.
Yeah.
Now it's the Patriots. Like,
how big of a shift in 30 years? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It changed after school integration in the late 60s. So, yeah, exactly. Exactly what you're saying. I mean, I feel like that, well, I feel like, I just, you know, said I feel like, but I'm about to say that basing policy on feelings is not necessarily a good idea. I mean, while it's important to have empathy for folks who have felt like, you know, that maybe their classmates have racist feelings for them, even if they haven't been physically harassed or bullied or intimidated by someone wearing a Confederate flag, it's not, you know, you do have to take into account that, well, if you ban one symbol, should you ban the use of all, you know, potentially political, religious symbols? You know, it's, in my way of thinking, it's almost like if they ban one, then why not just skip straight to uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
And then that, because, I mean, a lot of the objections, it sounds like, to this this policy, or rather not having this ban as policy, comes down to, well, my daughter got sent home from school because her shorts were too short because they are considered a distraction. Well, you know, guess what? I guess if you just skip to uniforms and that takes care of all of it. But then they say, well, no, our children need room to express themselves. So it is really on both sides a freedom of expression issue, I think. But, you know, it's just... I think the parents' responsibility also to educate their children, you know, and perhaps say, hey, you may not want to wear that Confederate flag T-shirt to school because your classmates might feel like you're trying to harass them. Just like I would tell, you know, if I had a daughter, hey, you probably don't want to wear that skimpy shirt because, you know, you're going to be distracting the boys in your class. And it might be a problem, and they don't want you to have to come home and have to change and miss school. So a lot of the responsibility lies on the parents rather than and monitoring what they send their children to school wearing rather than the teachers or the children themselves.
And at the point when we've got kids going to school wearing Confederate flag shirts and sticking the sticker on their backpacks, we're already not in a best case scenario, right?
Well, I still think that that it just being a symbol, and you know, it hurts the feelings of some students. Well, I mean, there are other symbols that hurt my feelings, but they wouldn't be banned in public schools. I mean, because they're just symbols mean different things to different people and can be interpreted different ways. But as you talked about previously, the school board essentially delayed a decision on this by punting it off to something called an equity task force, which is going to be composed of two school board members, I believe, and maybe two staff members. So I do feel like I understand the frustration on behalf of the parents who are trying to make their voices heard, and then it's gone to this task force where there's not really going to be any public participation directly that will decide the outcome on the policy.
Or come back with a recommendation, is it? I honestly wasn't there. I don't know.
I've only picked up on the composition of the board and what exactly it's going to be doing through people who were there at the meeting last night. So I'm depending on some secondhand reporting, to be honest. So I could have my details slightly wrong, but I think that they'll come back with a recommendation to the full school board, and then they'll probably vote on it again, which is very reminiscent to what happened with the Orange County Firearm Task Force ordinance, which, you know, the committee did a great job and came back to the full board of county commissioners with their recommendation, and the recommendation was kind of accepted but will be completely rewritten later on. So
right. We got to let you go. This conversation is going to go on into the spring and possibly beyond as well, so we'll have plenty of chances to keep this conversation going. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.